Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 21st of January. It is pod number 729. Unbelievable. I'm going to say that every day as we go up. Right, where do we start? Let's see. When I sung, because this is Villa, Villa, they all loved me. Now, another group will be leaving the old pod today. The old Villa fans will be booking it, packing it, fecking off like the old orange fecker yesterday. They'll be gone. I had to mute the group this morning. My phone going absolutely mental as people debating the Man City goal last night. I actually was going to trade a late goal and I didn't because of the price. It was just a bit high. Just on that note, the message I sent to the group was City, I can't remember what I put exactly, City no chance, something like that. No chance Man City leave it. I'd actually put, I'll let you know, Man City price is higher than I forecast. I'll let you know in a few minutes. And then I put no chance Man City leave it. What I meant by no chance Man City leave, I didn't mean Man City wouldn't score or there wouldn't be a goal. I just put the price was too high for me. No chance as in the price meeting what I wanted it to meet. So let's just clear that bit up. But obviously a goal was scored. Seems to be very controversial. And the group this morning, the Telegram group, I think we've only got about three people left because they have been batting it backwards and forwards, I think a bit last night and loads this morning. It's a goal, plain and simple. It's a goal. Same old nonsense, isn't it? Is it? It's not VAR, it's not linesman, it's a rule of the game. Whether you agree with the rule is a different story. That's, you know, it's like the handball rule. I don't agree with the handball rule as it is. Certainly not when Eric Dyer got that penalty. And I think Palace, did they get one? Ridiculous. But that was the rules at the time. Obviously, they've changed that now. But it's IBAS. IBAS, not IBAS. It's IBAS is the bit. I was reading something earlier about betting. It's IFAB that need to change it. Of course, it looks ridiculous. I'm not gonna sit here and say it doesn't look ridiculous. But the minute that Mings touches the ball, the guy's not offside, and it's a goal. It's that. Unfortunately, is clear as day. I have to say, you know, one of the guys, obviously in the group's a Villa fan, would he have been having such a conversation had it been, I don't know, Fulham versus Leeds? That's why the debate went on for so long. But it is a goal. And numerous points of view. Oh, if that's the way it's going to be, then players will just do that all the time. Well, no, they won't. Because I was at White Hart Lane when Robbie Keane nicked the ball off a goalkeeper and put it in the back of the net when the goalies used to roll the ball along the floor. So they used to catch it and then roll it in front of them to do a sort of running kick, if you like, as opposed to a drop kick up the park. For more accuracy, Robbie Keane just stood off the pitch, let the goal roll it, nicked it, put it in the net. Goalkeepers don't do it anymore. Or if they do, they have a good look around. Mings, either he's stupid or it's just shit defending, because he should be looking around. He had all the time of the day to see any dangers behind him. His touch when he gets it is absolute shite. And I'm not, I know, like, he's an Aston Villa darling, I think, you know, but we're talking an England international here. He should know what's going on. Rodri obviously knew what was going on. And that's it. I'm not saying the rule's not stupid, but as it is as a goal, players won't do it because defenders won't make those mistakes, exactly as goalkeepers don't roll the ball out with players behind them anymore. So that's a moot point. Nobody's going to stand there forevermore hoping that the defender gets it and then I can go and tackle him. It just won't happen. Yeah, so that's it. It's a goal. Plain and simple. I know we don't like it because we're Villa fans or whatever, but it's a goal. And the point of, is it ruining football? It's the rules. That's a completely different argument. It's nothing to do with VAR. It is the rules. What VAR is doing is enforcing the rules of the game. So it makes the rules look daft. But the rules, that's the board you need to be getting hold of. If you've got real issues with it, write to those people and say the air ball rule's shit, the offside rule's shit, and deal with it from there. But, as soon as Mings touches the ball, that's it. The ball's in play. And he gets tackled, and that's it. Plain and simple. For me, it was shit defending. Genuinely shit defending. If a Spurs player did that, I'd be fuming, and we do it loads of times. So there you go. But that's it. That's the Villa fans gone. Cheerio, 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 cheerio. And what you've got in balance, you've got to remember I've defended Villa on a couple of decisions. I thought the Villa penalty that wasn't given against the game, and Shemu was in the debate this morning, he was in that one as well. I disagreed with him then, but I'm all for that was a goal last night. And that's it. It's the rules of the game. And I mean, one of the guys has made a point saying that the reason the debate's been so long for the governing body to make a clear rule, we wouldn't be arguing for so long. The argument went on because one of the guys is a Villa fan, and I don't mean him any disparage at all, but he is a Villa fan, so obviously he's aggrieved. They'll never make an offside rule that's clear a day that you can't argue. There's always going to be a margin. Just like handball, there's always going to be a bit of subjectiveness to it. It's always going to be these things. No technology, no thing will ever solve them. People saying it's a millimetre. If you make it daylight, there's still going to be a line somewhere in offside where people say, that's not right, that's not right. That rule last night, it was made to look stupid with that goal. Because it's not something we really encounter. But, you know, I stand by the fact it wouldn't be the norm because players wouldn't do that because defenders would be more switched on. Mings would have just put his foot through it. Mings knows that guy's there, he puts his foot through it up the park, job done. But there you go. I am the voice of reason. There, see, they don't like it. They're off. Villa fans gone. Booked it, packed it, fucked off. What else have we got? I haven't got no football today, although there's a few games on. A couple of bits maybe past midnight in Brazil, but there's nothing for me there. The golf is underway, McIlroy 8 under. Sugsy has already said, will there be lay opportunities? I'm sure there will with Mr. McIlroy. Keep an eye on that. I don't know what price he's down to now, but I'll have a look at that probably tomorrow when everybody's played around. That's it. I've got nothing else for you. I've got nothing. I'm done. It's just to get the old This Is Villa. I haven't had any singing on the pod. See, I'm not coughing so much today. It's a little bit better. He says, no, it is a little bit. I do feel a little bit better today. That's it. That's all I've got. It is Thursday. Tomorrow will be football processes, this, that and the other. Busy weekend. I'm hoping Ultimate Guys to do some trading Saturday via Zoom. I'll let you know the details of that tomorrow. I'll have a look at the fixture list and just confirm all that up. That's it. Have a lovely little Thursday. And I will be back with you all. I'm sure there's something. Oh, Stephen Humphreys, happy birthday for yesterday. I missed it. I do apologise. I was so excited at the orange one leaving. Stephen Humphreys is 85, one of FTS's older members. Lovely guy, Stephen. He was 85 yesterday. He himself has had COVID, survived. Hopefully you got the old vaccination. Stephen, but many happy returns to you for yesterday. Been an FTS member since pretty much the day one. Loves his horse racing. We're tweaking him into football. But I hope you had a lovely day, Stephen. Many happy returns to you. That is it now. Now I'm off. Right, have a lovely Thursday. It was a goal. That's it. Job done. I'm the arbiter. That's it. Solved. I'll speak to you all tomorrow morning.